Hi, Ruby Ryder here. You are listening to Pegging Paradise podcast number 182, part 2, the Crossdressers podcast. Enjoy! First, since I am gender fluid, the idea of dressing in one item or other is not cross, but just one form of the same identity. It does not always make sense to people that clothing is not as important as comfort, functionality, and how it looks or makes the person feel. For example, just yesterday I cleared out my storage of all the old clothes or eBay clothes I had gotten that did not fit me. I took it to a group I attend for non-binary folks like me and said, "Take all you want." One person, B, was thrilled to find a dress and a skirt just for them, along with some cute button-downs. B posted a picture later, trying on the miniskirt, and they looked amazing and were so happy to have a skirt of their own to wear. Do you cross-dress publicly? Sure, I used to attend my Unitarian Universalist church in one garment or another, looking great and bending the gender binary to the breaking point. Do you cross-dress erotically? Not as much, because for me, it is not an erotic pastime. If I look sexy to a partner, then arousal or excitement can be coaxed from it, but as a rule, I rarely get aroused. I did get aroused when recently trying a new pair of falsies in one of my bras, but they were good falsies. What is your favorite part of cross-dressing? Breaking the gender binary into little bits and warping the paradigm. What is your least favorite part? Haters. I had a minister at the aforementioned church tell me that he could see up my skirt and ordered me to wear longer ones and to keep my knees together. Now the answer is obviously that he should not be looking up my skirt to begin with, but haters are going to hate. The irony came when a much thinner, gender-fluid person wore short skirts at service, and because they passed or were thinner, nobody said anything to them. The hypocrisy about these matters is rampant, even among Unitarian Universalists. What about cross-dressing makes you the happiest? Bearing my legs and having my clothes ride differently. In a dress, I never have to worry about my shirt hem riding up or my pants waist riding down. It just covers my freaking body without a worry. Dresses are great, and every male or assigned male at birth person should wear one. It does not have to be frilly or feminine or whatever. Dresses can be perfectly androgynous or masculine looking without intending to be so. You just throw one on and wear it. It hangs down over you like a giant shirt. They are wonderful. How long have you been a crossdresser? I have always been curious about different styles of clothing, as it never seemed sensible that the sexes wore different clothing. I mean, growing up in the 80s and 90s, girls wore shorts, jeans, pants, etc., while boys wore the same things. None of it makes that much sense to me. As for underwear, that makes even less sense. I understand the need for bras, but briefs are briefs. When you watch a period piece like The Road to Wellville, the underwear they show is just a linen cloth tied at the sides. Do you have support from a partner, friends, or family? Friends, yes, and when I have dated, my partners loved it about me. Family is another story. Despite being liberal and very in favor of freedom for people like me, that does not extend to me. I am thinking I will just come out at dinner this holiday when I have my family together and let my family know that I love them. Thank you for that contribution. I enjoyed reading it very much.
Yes.
I would never call myself a true crossdresser, but I have done things in the past that have made me a modern-day light crossdresser. Just a quick story. When I was still a teenager, just learning about masturbation, I would find my mom's pantyhose and underwear, and I would put them on and masturbate while wearing them. I still remember the feel and the silkiness of those pantyhose. Stretching them over my naked body and just running my hands up and down my legs, it sent shivers through my body. As I grew up, I met my first wife. I tried playing and wearing her underwear or pantyhose in front of her, but she was never a big fan. But inside, I knew I loved wearing women's underwear, and especially the pantyhose. Sometime during my first marriage, my wife was okay with my switching from tighty-whities to wearing bikini briefs with style and colors. They almost made me feel the same as wearing women's underwear, but not quite. They were just never silky or lacy enough to make me feel quite right. Then one day we found in JCPenney a pair of men's thong underwear. My wife encouraged me to buy them, which started my lifelong buying spree of men's thong underwear, all different shapes, sizes, and colors. Today, I own probably close to 50 different pairs. I have now been wearing thong underwear for nearly 20 years or more. I am on my second marriage, and my new wife loves seeing me in thong underwear, or color briefs, or sexy briefs, or very, very tight boxer briefs. I feel lucky and honored to have a wife who appreciates some of my likes. I have worn her panties and pantyhose in front of her, but she always says that I look sexier in my own thongs than in her underwear. Today, I own my own pair of men's style pantyhose as well, the kind with the area in the front to be able to pull out my dick, whether it's hard or just to go to the bathroom. I just can't stop loving the feel of being in a pair of pantyhose. I mainly use them in the winter now, but every time I put them on, it brings back memories and excitement. I will never stop wanting to wear women's pantyhose or underwear. They make me feel alive and sexy. And it's signed TN. TN, thank you for writing that in, and have fun with those pantyhose. Yes. Dear Ruby, thank you for providing insight into the intolerant American culture on what most would call taboo. Oh my, where do I begin, being 37 years old now? The cross-dressing aspect revealed itself at an early age of around 5 years old, when I snuck into my sister's room and put on her Oshkosh denim romper dress. For some reason, I always had a desire to wear that particular garment, and when I did so, I do recall feeling at peace. That is, until my elder brother and sister caught me coming out of the bedroom. They laughed and shamed me and made it known to the neighborhood kids that I was wearing a dress, as well as to make my mother known. There was no further conversation had about the incident, and I just sucked up the ridicule for that day. Later that night, after being tucked in, I couldn't wait for everyone to fall asleep, as my desire to put that romper dress back on was so overwhelming. Once everyone fell asleep, I yet again snuck into my sister's room and snagged it out of her closet, returned to my room, and put it on and climbed into bed. I did have a guilty feeling about the situation, so I decided it would be best to sleep out of sight on the floor next to my bed. The odd thing is, when I awoke, I was in my bed and no longer wearing the dress. And then you have a frowny face. Nothing was ever said to me, and of course the desire persisted strongly throughout my adolescent years to dress in feminine attire, which of course was accomplished through raiding my mother's and sister's closets. The sexual aspect of dressing evolved over the years, although I really wasn't quite sure to what degree. Whenever I would slip into something feminine, it was like a breath of fresh air, and to this day, the peace still exists. I met the most amazing woman when I was 18 years old via the internet, and yes, it was AOL dial-up service, so we consider ourselves pioneers of internet dating, since we are still a happy, loving couple to this day, together 19 years and married for 13. I do kick myself in the butt because I was not completely upfront with her, mainly because I was unsure of myself. However, within the first few months, I was wearing her jeans in the bedroom, and she seemed to enjoy my booty in them. Our sexual escapades evolved little by little as time went on, as one would expect in a solid relationship. Communication is the key to it all, and before you know it, our comfort level with one another and the acceptance of each other was so beautiful she had me bent over taking a dildo in guy mode. Once that happened, Roxanne was born, with breast forms and a wig in full makeup with the addition of a strap-on for the pleasure chest. The first total feminine experience was New Year's when we decided to stay in for the night. It was a sensual night I will never forget. We got all dolled up together, picking each other's outfits and doing makeup. We made a wonderful dinner together while having a few drinks and listening to music. The evening progressed into playing cards, more music, more drinking, and just having some good laughs with one another. As the ball dropped, we were passionately making out on the couch, and since the time had come and gone, we migrated to the bedroom in lust. She had on this super sexy stretch denim snap-up dress with fishnets and knee-high boots. I had on a denim miniskirt with fishnets alike, and boots as well. The sexiness between us was so overwhelming, but when she got the strap-on out and put it on, it was a euphoric experience. Just a side note, there is nothing sexier than a woman wearing tight jeans, denim, or leather, with a strap-on peeking out. Or maybe it is just the strap-on, haha. So there we were, her standing there holding her big cock as if she is waiting for something. So what is a girl supposed to do? I approached her while telling her how sexy she was, and reached down and grabbed hold of her as I kissed her soft lips. Things began to heat up more and more as we made out, and I stroked her. She then whispered to me that I should suck on it. I obliged her demand and dropped to my knees. So there I am, all dolled up feminine, on my knees in front of my wife, looking her in the eyes, sucking on her strap-on. It would be an understatement to say that I liked it. She told me she loved the way I worked it, and that I was good at it. I responded with how I loved sucking on it and how big she was. This, of course, led me to ask her to give it to me. We then got onto the bed where I continued to suck on her. She then rolled me over onto my side and slowly entered me. The feeling was so erotic. She proceeded to slowly do me in the most sensual way. After about 10 minutes, we changed position with me on top in reverse cowgirl. Oh my gosh, it felt so good bouncing up and down on her. So much so, I orgasmed something like I had never done before. She was shocked that after that I was ready for round two, but her being the focus this round, as I went down on her, she said I pleasured her in ways that she says I have never done before. Needless to say, we had the most erotic night together and will never be forgotten. The next day we talked about it, and she did have some reservations about Roxanne and how much joy she had seen come out of her. But yet again, communication is the key to it all, and we still talk about our wants, needs, and desires to this day. As for Roxanne, her desire may go a little deeper, as she has expressed the desire to bring another crossdresser into the picture. However, at this point, we are content with one another, and no one knows what the future holds. Our most recent addition is a soft packer for her to wear while out and about, and a Pro-V of the sorts for Roxanne in the near future. When you question your gender like we have done, questions and thoughts arise. Considering all that has been said, and not being one for labels, I am sure you can all use your imagination as to what Roxanne would do if the situation presented itself with another crossdresser. Sincerely, Roxanne. Thank you for that contribution, Roxanne.
Yes.
Hello, I am writing in regards to the Crossdressing Podcast. I am a 55-year-old male crossdresser. I am married to a wonderful lady who loves and accepts me for who I am. To answer your questions, do you crossdress publicly? I have never dressed completely as a woman and gone out in public. I have crossdressed on Halloween and gone out in public dressed in women's clothes. For the most part, I only cross-dress at home. I do wear my bras and a blouse during the winter time when I am able to conceal the fact I am wearing feminine clothing. I was able to do some things in public, though. For my 50th birthday, I was able to go to David's Bridals and try on wedding dresses. I have always had a love for wedding dresses. I was treated just like any other customer that walks into David's Bridal. I had 2 hours of shopping and trying on wedding dresses. I did find a beautiful wedding gown that I purchased. I could not think of a better way of spending my 50th birthday than trying on wedding dresses, surrounded by my wife and two of my cousins who love and support me. 2 years ago, I made an appointment at Anne's Bra Shop. I had a proper bra fitting. The consultant was really sweet, helping me out with my bra purchase and picking out bras that worked best for my breast forms. I would put the bra on, and she did all the back work hooking the bras and adjusting the straps. Some of the bras, she told me, would not work well for me. I appreciated her honesty in helping pick out bras that worked best for me. I am also a 2-time cancer survivor. I dealt with 4 women on a daily basis while going through my cancer treatments. After my 2nd or 3rd treatment, when the ladies realized I was wearing women's lingerie, it was so much more fun going through my treatments. Every day, the ladies took turns telling me what color panties and bra they wanted to see me wear the following day. I always wore the color the ladies chose for me to wear. One thing I would not tell the ladies was what I would wear the next day. Sometimes I would wear a bodysuit or some type of women's clothing. I wore a dress a couple of times in, had to be short enough to tuck down into my pants to conceal. Halloween, all the ladies dressed as witches. I dressed as a French maid for my treatments. I had all the ladies laughing. They all loved my costume. Students from the local university radiology department would come and observe as part of their class assignments. I found out later from one of the students I was the talk of the radiology department. There have been other times dealing with the medical field where I have always had a positive reaction with the ladies, wearing in my bra for CT scans, or when I was in the hospital wearing ladies' panties. Most of the ladies have told me I was a first for them. They have never had a man come in wearing women's underwear. Do you cross-dress erotically? I have many times cross-dressed erotically. I am the one who dresses in sexy lingerie to have sex with my wife. I enjoy being dressed in sexy lingerie to have sex. I would not want it any other way. What is your favorite part of cross-dressing? One thing about cross-dressing is the fact that I find it relaxing. After a stressful day at work, coming home and putting on feminine clothes is like a big stress relief. I am more relaxed dressed in femme than I am in men's clothing. What is your least favorite part of cross-dressing? My least favorite part of cross-dressing is the summer months. I can wear and dress in women's clothing more so in the winter months than during the summertime. What about cross-dressing makes you the happiest? Just the fact that I can put on sexy clothing, wearing a nice blouse and skirt or a pretty dress, that is what makes me happiest. How long have you been cross-dressing? The first time I can recall cross-dressing, I was maybe 3 or 4 years old. I remember wearing one of my sister's dresses and hiding in the closet so no one would see me in a dress. As I grew older, I would play dress-up with my sister. My sister would always put Mom's clothes on over her clothes. I would take my clothes off and put Mom's clothes on. I just loved the feel of the silky underwear against my skin. I have been hooked ever since. Do you have support from a partner, friends, or family? Growing up in the 60s, I never had support from my mother. My mother was really very hateful every time she caught me wearing feminine clothing. My sister only accepted me cross-dressed when I was younger, and we played dress-up together. I was nothing but a queer as we grew older. To the best of my knowledge, my dad and brother never knew about my cross-dressing. I do, on the other hand, have some cousins and an aunt who love me, and my cross-dressing does not bother them. I do have some wonderful friends who love and support my cross-dressing. One of my biggest supports is Kendra Holliday, who can be found at thebeautifulkind.com. Kendra has been a really big part of my growing as a cross-dresser. I just recently had a boudoir photo shoot done thanks to Kendra. Kendra hooked me up with a wonderful photographer. Fabulous photos. The photographer had a hair and makeup artist come in to do my hair and makeup. The photo attached is my friend Kendra Holliday and I at my boudoir photo shoot. I do have a wonderful and loving wife. The two of us have been together for 28 years and married for 25. When it comes to my cross-dressing, she does not have a problem with it. As my wife has stated many times over the years, they are only clothes. Women wear men's clothes all the time. What is wrong with a man wanting to wear women's clothes? And he signs it H, also known as Dorothy. Dorothy, I really appreciate you writing in and sharing that story with all of us.
Yes.
For your upcoming cross-dressing podcast, a bit about me. I am 45, she is 48. I had a girlfriend ages ago that eventually turned into a stripper, and she had worked at a lingerie shop, so she had me don a pair of panties on occasion. Fast forward years and years. Had an inguinal hernia identified by a urologist, who was an amazingly beautiful woman, who not only checked the prostate, which I now crave that stimulation. More on that on another date, but she suggested I wear some bikini panties, as they would be snug and hold the bits tight. So I got some to wear and fell in love with the feel of panties. Skip to present-day relationship, wifey poo after a conversation, after I put some of hers on when playing around, I told her I actually prefer panties. At this time, I have gotten rid of all men's underwear that were not bikini type. I showed her a pair of women's bikinis and men's, and they were nearly the same. She did thank me for opening up and acknowledged it must have been difficult. So now I have two different drawers of panties. One will be my cheeky and thongs, and the other will be the bikini and full back type, which I wear when working in the field, parentheses, construction worker. Now, as of late when I travel, I will get some nylons and also have a nightie and bra to strut around in the hotel and sleep. She does not know. But wifey had mentioned one time that she knows I dress when she is not around, and I did not disagree. For when she is gone, I will wear some of her outfits. Skirts and dresses, really, for her tops don't fit. I have broad shoulders. And her leggings. I am 6 feet, and she is also tall at 5'10". I have yet to find size 13 heels, hee-hee. So I have written her some stories regarding fantasy desires I have. I've also incorporated some which are hers that I have in the writings. At least some she has told me of. These are hers, receiving an erotic massage while I watch, more details later if you wish, a male-female-male or moresome, her fantasy request, and mine of the one she knows is both of us going out wearing matching lingerie, and when we get home she pegs me into a gelatinous pile. In all the stories and emails I am placing her as a glorious and confident woman slash hot wife to enhance the plot, and I receive no comment on the stories. I also reach out to her regarding dreams and other ways to spice up our now stagnant and non-existent sex life. Those emails and conversation have now gone and bit me in the proverbial ass, as I am with a woman that screams for communication in all aspects. So I do divulge my desires, which is hard as I am challenged with opening up to anyone about anything, let alone showing my vulnerability to her. Mind you, she is the one I most wish to share those desires and fantasies with, but that is slowly fading and fading fast. More on that again, not only sexual, but in our life as a whole. As now I am told that she does not want to accept or do most of them, but will not give reason why. She is entering menopause, such a fun time of life for all, parentheses, snarky sarcasm inserted here. She mentions that if I am so not happy with not being able to do those things, I should go find a woman partner who will. So with this response, I was wanting to let her know of my not-so-small toy selection I have, which she is unaware of, and other kinks she may or may not know of. Now I will not tell her of these, or anything of real importance anymore. But if she does find my lingerie, so be it. Though she did acknowledge that the lingerie is nice and soft, and no wonder they are sought after. I know this was a bit lengthy, and thank you for reading. There are many issues and struggles we are having right now, which I did not go into details with, some of which are tied to sex, and others not. But it is hard for me to talk about those items, or any topic really, with her, for she needs to have a script of the conversations, it seems. And to be honest, I really do not have anyone to discuss private things with. Guess it's time to make an appointment with a counselor I/we have seen years ago during other struggles. The web is great for anonymity. And this was from Craven Moorhead, who has contributed before in past podcasts. I wish you the best in all of that working out, sir. Thank you for writing in and sharing that with all of us.
Yes.
Your questions are wonderful and inquisitive. I'll give you my perspective on the subject as someone who has fought for his right to comfort and fashion freedom for about 30 years and is still fighting. Do I cross-dress publicly? Sort of. I have been questioned about the pantyhose I am wearing under my pants or jeans. Pantyhose are wonderful things. Comfort, warmth, support. I would prefer to be wearing with shorts or skirts, but that is more difficult. There is much more, but like anyone else, you can't tell what I'm wearing under my clothes. Do I cross-dress erotically? I do. I love the feel of sensual lingerie against my body and the way I feel in pretty lingerie or sleepwear. What is my favorite part of cross-dressing? I think it's the downtime, ditching the horrible clothing that our heteronormative society has assigned to men and putting on a pretty dress or skirt. far more comfortable on the male form than pants and shorts. What is my least favorite part? Not having the same fashion freedoms as women. Women can wear anything, and it's at least in Western society totally accepted by all. A man wears a skirt or a pair of heels, and his sexuality and masculinity is called into question. The other part is how women freak out as they have been raised in a toxic environment that portrays men in a certain light, not someone who is soft and sensual. What part of cross-dressing makes me the happiest? I love putting on some pretty undies and my shitty menswear over the top and having this beautiful soft layer against me. I've been wearing one thing or another, and as my wife so ugly puts it, keep pushing for more. I love heels, and my man boobs love the support of a bra. I just wish she could understand what it is I find sexy and supportive about them. For the most part, I do have a supportive partner, but like men who want to be pegged, cross-dressing creates a poor image to women, so they will only be supportive to a certain level. Many relationships have been destroyed because women would not willingly accept their partner's love of everything anti-male, even though a number of companies have made lingerie for men. And then he was kind enough to give me some links to shopping places, which I will have. Thanks for writing in. I really appreciate your contribution. Yes. First of all, I want to tell you how much I enjoy your podcast and listening to relatable stories. I recently turned 60. I experimented with putting small penis-like things in my ass since I was in my early teens and would masturbate with the contraption inside me. I am an only child and would be curious when I would sometimes see my mom's undergarments drying in the shower in Latin America, where I was raised. It created sensations I couldn't explain, and I didn't have the courage to touch them. My mom was into fashion, and she would sometimes buy things that her fashion friend brought from Europe. In the late 60s and early 70s, she purchased a couple of women's bell-bottom jeans before bell-bottoms were a thing where we lived. I thought they were so cool, as I had seen the trend for men and women in the United States and Europe. She would let me wear them, and I thought they were the coolest. As the trend started to come into Latin America, I was able to buy nice, tight men's jeans, which felt so good. I moved to the U.S. after high school, when the disco era was starting, and tight pants were the norm for guys, where I could continue wearing tight pants without an issue. In college, I got into great slim shape and purchased a couple of pairs of women's jeans that I could pass off without suspicion from others. I was able to convince a couple of my girlfriends to use their fingers to play with my ass during sex, though I was not cross-dressing. After college, I discovered kinky fetish catalogs in adult bookstores with leather and latex fashions, and some would have cross-dressed men on them. The early ones were drawings, which were very exciting. And after that, I would come across photo magazines with cross-dressing stories and pics. That opened up a whole new world for me, and boy, was it fun masturbating to those incredible fantasies. At this point, I had a small collection of dildos and butt plugs to play with, and I started purchasing some feminine items that I would use in solo sessions. I opened up this side of me to a girlfriend who accepted it, and we would make it a part of our sex play occasionally. We didn't have a strap-on, but she would use the dildos on me manually. When I met my wife-to-be, I found out that she liked reading Variations, a small kinky magazine published by Penthouse, which would occasionally have cross-dressing stories. This made me so happy. So I married her, not just because of that, but it sure helped, laugh out loud. We did have cross-dressing play occasionally, but unfortunately, when our relationship started going sour, she threatened to use that against my managers at work, and it shut me off from cross-dressing completely. What a shitty thing to do to someone. I still played solo occasionally, but the experience sure left me with a sour taste. I slowly started playing cross-dressing solo again. Mind you, I only did it in the privacy of my own home. Now I've been dating my girlfriend for about 3 years, and I did open up about my kink soon after we started dating, thanks to Dan Savage saying that we need to come open with our kinks early in the process. This was a total new and surprising thing for her, but she was willing to experiment after I assured her that it was not a gay thing. Taking a step back, a few years after college, I started wondering if maybe I was gay. Bi was not such a common term back then. Since I liked penis-shaped things up my ass, I did have a situation when I was snowed in at a New York hotel and brought a gay guy to my room whom I'd been kissing with at the hotel club. But when he took his clothes off, I realized I wasn't going to be into it and told the poor guy that I couldn't go through with it. Even if I also have fantasies of being dressed as a woman and being fucked by a guy, I am still not sure of going through with it as I am attracted to women. So I feel, somewhat, confident that I am a heterosexual guy that prefers to be a bottom, especially when dressed up. When my partner questioned me if I was possibly gay or bi, I told her I thought it would probably be easier to come out if I was gay than coming out as a crossdresser. I'm not even sure what coming out as a crossdresser means. The issue is that even if she says that she is okay with my crossdressing and that I should consider blogging about it and possibly coming out, she does not let loose unless we're partying. Don't get me wrong, as I like to party and it loosens me up as well, but most of the time my penis suffers because of it and I can't come. She told me that when I want to get into the scene, it's all about me. I tell her that I totally disagree because when I'm dressed, I like to act as her lesbian girlfriend. She calls me Dominique. Since she has lesbian fantasies and will look at lesbian as well as cross-dressing porn at times when we're doing a scene. She is even teaching me to walk in heels and likes to take pictures of me in drag, which I keep private. I make sure that she is the focus of my attention and make sure that she is sexually satisfied and comes multiple times via oral sex and toys before we peg. We have a spare parts harness and Mustang dildo, which is becoming small, and other toys, and have purchased a few more items of clothing, including breast forms, and I would like to get some more things. Most, if not all, of my clothes are on the sexy side, including corsets, body shapers, bras, short shorts, tight jeans, leggings, etc. I feel so good, awesome, relaxed, and happy when I wear these. It's such an incredible feeling. I have no thoughts of living as a woman full-time, but would like to do it more often and not necessarily have a pegging sex session every time, but being together chilling out without having to party. These last few years, and at my age, I've come to accept myself as a crossdresser and being okay with it. I'm even considering starting a blog, but it scares the shit out of me. Should I? I hope that we can incorporate my cross-dressing more in our life, as it would be a very sad situation if we can't. We have a great relationship otherwise, but I should not have to forego this very important part of my life, which I'm not willing to hide anymore. I would love to get your thoughts, Ruby. Thank you for writing in and sharing all that with us. You would like to get my thoughts on starting a blog, whether that would be a cool idea. I think starting a blog would be a fantastic idea. If you get a domain name, make sure that you register it as private so that no one can see the who is information about who owns that domain name. You know, you can write a blog quite anonymously. I've done it for a long time. Do any of you really know who Ruby Ryder is? Only the people who know what I do and know my real name and live around me and friends and family and things, but all of you people out there, nah, you don't know who I really am. So yeah, you can do it anonymously quite successfully. It might provide a lovely outlet for you to talk about your experiences, your feelings, what it's like. And I would totally encourage you to do it. Absolutely. Let us know if and when you started, and I'd be happy to tell my listeners and post up the link for it. Thanks again for writing in. Yes. Saw your post about cross-dressing. I've been cross-dressing in part since my early teens. At first, it started out as female family members' knickers, friends, mums, sisters' knickers. It started as a fully erotic and sexual thing for masturbation, etc., until one day, my parents found a thong that belonged to the woman next door, a friend's mum. My parents threatened to take me to the doctors if I ever did it again, so I didn't for the next 3 or 4 years. I then slowly got back into doing it. I used to buy my girlfriend, at the time, lots of lingerie. Sometimes I used to enjoy wanking with them and would hide them until one day she asked why a couple of her thongs were stained. I had to admit it. We never got into it together, although she didn't mind me doing it. I went through a time I totally didn't do anything more. And then, when living on my own again, eventually I bought a few thongs online, first time. A few weeks later, a skirt, some stockings, some lipstick, and a strappy top. I loved feeling so feminine. I painted my nails, too, as I had a week off work, and it felt great. As I said, it used to be purely sexual. I've had women send me their knickers, etc., to wear. While I still have lots of arousal from wearing them, I'm wearing a thong now. I have become so used to female underwear, I got rid of all my male underwear. It actually feels liberating, the feel, how it's very taboo still, really. Thank you for that contribution. I really appreciate it. So that is it for the second cross-dressing podcast of Pegging Paradise. Thank you all so much for everything that you sent in. A couple of notes. One was, I recall in one of the items that I read that a guy was having problems finding size 13 heels. Well, I was doing some research on the internet, and I came across a website, which I've put the link in the Linkorama, called Janet's Closet. And I checked in the shoe. They have shoes there. They sell shoes and boots and all kinds of things. And they go all the way up to size 16, guys. So there you go. And I would also suggest, if you've never seen the movie, speaking of bigger size and sturdy shoes for cross-dressing males, you might want to see the movie Kinky Boots. Rent it or watch it on Netflix or wherever you can. I was introduced to it as a movie, and then I was fortunate enough to go see it at the Pantages for live theater, and oh my god, it was absolutely amazing. It's a marvelous story, and it does have to do with cross-dressing, so I would highly suggest that as well if you haven't seen it already. Another thing I wanted to mention is that a fair number of you seem to be very interested in the Bad Dragon toys. So I took a really good look at their website, and holy crap, their website looks amazing. But it's not just the website. The website really photographically and beautifully portrays the toys that they offer. And the selection and the choices are just astonishing. So I would suggest you go there and check it out. I've actually written Bad Dragon and asked them if they have an affiliate program that I could be a part of, so I'll let you guys know if that is the case. And I guess that is it. So, wow, that was a lot of stuff, everybody. I can't tell you how thankful I am that you took the time to write all that down and send it in to make up this fabulous podcast of so many different ways of looking at cross-dressing. So I really appreciate it. And again, I'll put the link to the very first cross-dressing podcast I did in the Linkorama. And for those of you who are brand new to this podcast, just saw a post of mine on Facebook about how I wanted contributions for a cross-dressing podcast. When I say I'll put it in the Linkorama, what that means is you go to my blog, peggingparadise.com, you find where this podcast is posted. And if you look at that post further down, there'll be lots of links to things. Sometimes with other podcasts, it'll be links to toys and stuff like that. In this podcast, it will be links to the shopping links that you lovely cross-dressers have been so sweet to share. A link to Kendra Holliday's blog. She is a fabulous sex blogger. I suggest that you click into that and check it out, because her writing and her work is really worth taking a good look at. And it will also be link to the first cross-dressing podcast that I did. So that's what I mean when I say it's going to be in the Linkorama. That is my pet name that has developed over the years for all those links that I put. Because in other podcasts, the links can grow to quite a long list, including sex toys and articles and information sources that I'm quoting when I answer questions and things. So there you have it. Once again, thank you, beautiful cross-dressers. I'm so grateful. You can find my work at peggingparadise.com, where I have my blog, my podcast, my erotica, and the forum. Pegging101.com has informational articles only. No kink. My podcasts are available through a variety of podcast downloader apps, which you can find a sampling of under the tab Follow on my website, for both Android and iPhones. You can also stream my podcast directly from my website if you like. The Follow tab has links for you to subscribe to my blog, follow me on Twitter, and check out my Facebook page. If you order any sexy new toys from enticeme.com, please remember to use that coupon code RIDER for 15% off of your purchase. And send your questions, stories, wonderings, all kinds of things, anything, to ruby@peggingparadise.com. No question is too beautiful, too basic, or too bizarre. Many listeners are going to learn along with you, so don't be shy. Throw those questions in my mailbox. Or you can call me at 805-500-6544. Thank you for downloading and listening, everybody. You rock. And you're beautiful. Happy pegging!